Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I don't know. Feeling a little grayer around the temples today.
Happy birthday, Ian.
Thank you. Well, I've just finished up the last of my candy bars, but you did leave us with a Halloween-themed challenge this time last week.
Yes. In fact, I said start with the word Halloween. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that describes how a business might buy some of its products. What is it?
Well, if you drop the N and change it to an S, you can rearrange those letters to spell wholesale.
You can indeed do that. All right, Ian. A November 7th, 1874 cartoon by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly is considered the first significant use of an elephant as the symbol of the Republican Party. Titled The Third Term Panic, it depicts an elephant with the Republican vote written on it, lumbering through a forest, scaring other animals. In honor of that cartoon, this week our quiz is about elephants.
Okay.
Pink Elephants on Parade is the name of a segment of a 1941 Disney movie in which the title character and his friend Timothy Q. Mouse become intoxicated and hallucinate. They wake up in a tree, at which point they realize the title character can fly. What film is it?
Dumbo?
It is Dumbo, that's right. And in 2013, a Guardian columnist praised the importance of the sequence, which is really, really weird for under any sort of metric. He said, quote, "Drunken pink elephants have no place in a children's movie." Depicted with the head of an elephant, the deity Ganesh is the god of wisdom, knowledge, and new beginnings, and is often regarded as a remover of obstacles. With what religion is Ganesh most commonly associated?
Hindu.
Hinduism is right, and some texts say he was born with the elephant head, and others say he acquired it later. A 1937 painting titled Swans Reflecting Elephants depicts three swans sitting in front of trees reflected in a lake. The reflection turns their necks into elephants' trunks, and the trees become the elephants' legs. This work was created by what famous surrealist painter?
Salvador Dali.
It is correct. And this was painted in what he termed his paranoiac critical period, which is when he did all those paintings with optical illusions and double images and related things like that. When Philadelphia businessman Benjamin Scheib's new baseball club was characterized as, quote, a white elephant on his hands, manager Connie Mack defiantly adopted a white elephant as the mascot of the team. What was, and still is, the nickname of this team?
Those are the Athletics.
They are the Athletics. They started off as the Philadelphia Athletics, and when they moved to Kansas City, the elephant was replaced by a mule in 1963, and sometime later they moved to Oakland, where they are now, and the elephant was restored as the mascot in 1988. And finally, in 1940, he hatched an egg. In 1954, he heard a who. What is the name of this literary elephant created by Dr. Seuss?
You're opening up a lot of repressed anxiety by bringing up Horton.
I am?
Yeah.
Do tell.
There's a one page where Horton can't find the flower with the who's on it. It's like this whole spread. It's a two pages of just like a million flowers.
Yes, Horton is correct. And they released a couple of months ago a third Horton book called Horton and the Quagger Bug, which is the second Dr. Seuss book to be released posthumously. Have you ever hatched an egg or heard a who? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can put down your copy of Babar and go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the word elephant. Change one letter to an O and rearrange the result to spell the name of another animal you might see in Africa. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get rearranging, and we'll see you at the same time next week.
See you then.